So let's review. The Mishnah taught Shavuos HaBekadin Chayev Azadin HaShavua. A Shomer is liable for a carbon, even if he swore falsely knowingly. He was completely aware of both that he had the Bekadin and is making a false Shavua, and that this transgression requires a carbon. Rav Kana asked the following question. Hazid v'Shavuos HaBekadin v'Hisri b'Mao. What is Allah if two witnesses who knew of the Bekadin warned the Shomer not to swear falsely, and he swore falsely anyway? And there are three possibilities. Perhaps, v'Hisri b'Mao, the Shomer is Chayev b'Karbon only. Because kiven the chiddushu, the bchalat tayra loy ashkechan mezid the ma'isi carbon, v'achem ma'isi carbon loyshnu astrobay v'loyshnu loy astrobay. Since unlike all other yisurim where a mezid is potter mi carbon, shavuos habekadin has a unique halacha that even a mezid is chayev b'carbon. Therefore, there is no difference whether the shomer was warned or not, and in both cases he's chayev b'carbon. Accordingly, the mishnah's halacha of chayev azadin hashvua refers to both hisru and loy hisru. Or perhaps, v'hisri b'mao, the shomer gets malchus only, but he's potter mikarbon. Because the chiddush of chayev azadin hashvua is only heichad le'asr b'mao. But heichad le'asr b'mao, milka laki, karbon le'maisi. Only if the shomer was not warned is he chayev b'karbon. But if the shomer was warned, he's potter mikarbon and he only gets malchus. Accordingly, the Mishnah refers only to le'hisru. Or, the shomer gets both punishments, a karbon because of the shvua and malchus because of the asra. The Gemara attempts to resolve this question from several brises. We will discuss the first brise, which refers to the ways in which Shavuos HaBekadin is more chamer, stringent, than Shavuos HaEdus. Shavuos HaBekadin, chayavin al zedayin malchus, v'ashegagasa asham b'kesav shkalim. B'meizid, one gets malchus, and b'shegig, one brings an asham that must be worth two shkalim. While Shavuos HaEdus, echad zedayin, v'echad shegagasa ba'il v'yared. For both b'meizid or b'shegig, one brings a chatzis of any value, but b'meizid there is no malchus because, as Rashi explains, she'im b'hasras vaday d'miyedeya shehem yoidim le'edus. These edim cannot be given a definite warning because no one knows whether they know of the edus. Now, the Gemara proves as follows. The case of Shavuos HaBekadin must refer to hisrubai because b'meizid one gets malchus only with hasra. Nevertheless, the brice implies malchus in carbon light. B'meizid he only gets malchus, but he does not bring a carbon. Therefore, Shavuos HaBekadin is more chamer than Shavuos HaEdus because malchus is considered more chamer than a carbon, because d'nicha le'le inish d'maisi carbon le'le'luki. A person would rather bring a carbon than to get malchus. This apparently proves that heicha d'astr bei milka laki, carbon le'maisi. The Gemara answered that this is not a proof, because man tana zod and Shavuos HaBekadin le'nitin le'kapara, Reb Shimon, avle rabbanan carbon ame maisi. The Brai says Reb Shimon, who holds that regarding Shavuos HaBekadin, even a mezid that was le'histr bei does not bring a carbon, because of Gzeirah Shavah from Me'ila. However, the Rabbanan in our Mishnah who disagree and hold Shavuos HaBekadin, Chayev Azadin HaShavua, that a mezid does bring a carbon. If so, perhaps the Chiv carbon applies even to Hisri b'mao. Rav Kahana explains that the Braisa is the Rabbanan's opinion that he brings only a carbon, and the Braisa refers to Lo Hisru. And the Braisa must be reworded as follows. Shavuos HaBekadin, Echad Zedainav, Echad Shegagasa, Asham Bekesav Shkalim. For both mezid or b'shogig, one brings an Asham that must be worth two Shkalim. While Shavuos HaEdus, Chatas Bas Danka, for both b'mezid or b'shegig, one brings a chatas of any value. The Gemara goes on to say that when the Talmidim repeated Rav Kahana's question to Rabba, he commented that Chayev Azadin HaShavua regarding Shavuos HaBekadin is only if there were no Edim at all is one Chayev B'Karbon. However, if there were Edim, regardless of whether Hisru or Lai Hisru, one is Patim B'Karbon because Rabba holds HaKayif HaBebam and Sheish Lav Edim Patim. If a shomer or aid denied a monetary claim for which there were two witnesses, he's not liable for a carbon because, as Rashi explains, lo yoyu lo kfirasei v'al karchuch yishalem. His kfir was not affected because the aidim can come testify and the defendant must pay, thereby causing no loss to the teveya. However, the Gemara later cites Rabbi Yechanan, who disagrees, and holds hakeifu b'mamin sheshlov aidim chayev. If one denied a monetary claim for which there were two witnesses, he is liable for a carbon because edim avidi demaisi. His kefir would be effective if the edim were to die. Rabbi Yechon agrees, however, that b'shtar pater, if one denied a monetary claim that was recorded in the document, even though the kefir would be effective if the shtar was lost, he's not liable because mishum dehavishtar shibud karkois, a shtar can be used to collect even from land, and ve'im avin carbon al kefir as shibud karkois. One is not liable for a kefir related to land because there is no shvu obligation on land. The Gemara cites several brises to refute Rabba's opinion that a kefir b'mamin sheish lav edim pater, and answers some of them. However, the last one cannot be answered, and the Gemara therefore concludes to yufta de Rabba to yufta, and therefore a kefir b'mamin sheish lav edim chayif. The Gemara proceeds to say that Rabbi Yechon's halacha regarding Shavuos HaBekadin b'shtar pater also applies to the machlokes regarding Shavuos HaEdus. Mashbia edi karka, if edim made a kefira on a claim of land, Birchen holds Pater. The Edom are not liable for a carbon because he holds a Mavian carbon al Kfir Shibikakais. One is not liable for a Kfir related to land because there is no Shvu obligation on land. While Rabbi Lazar holds Chayiv, the Edom are liable for a carbon because he holds Mavian carbon al Kfir Shibikakais. One is liable for a Kfir related to land because there is a Shvu obligation on land. The Gemara at first wants to say that their Machlekes is actually the Machlekes Rabbi Yezib Rabban regarding Karka Nigzelis, where the land can be stolen, and that there is a Chiyuv Hashava. As the Mishnah Masechta Baba Kama states, HaGoyzel Sadem Echaveir B'Shot Fenar. If a person stole someone's field and it was then flooded, Rabbi Yezib holds Chayiv Lahamed Leisada. The Gazlan must pay the owner for the field because he holds Karka Nigzelis. Land can be stolen, and the Gazlan has a Chiyuv Hashava. He must either return the land in its original form or pay its value. However, the Chacham hold, the Gazan does not have to pay for the field because they hold Karka Einin Exelis, land cannot be stolen, and there is no Chiyuv Hashava. And the Gemara there explains that this Machlik is based on how to interpret the Pesukim of Shuas HaPikadon. The Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Hei Pasuk Chav states, Nefesh Kisecha to Amol Amol Ba'Hashem, V'chichesh Ba'Misai, B'Pikadon Oy Besesu Mesyad. Then in Pasuk Chav Dalet, Oy Mekol Asher Yeshav Olav L'Sheker, V'Shilom Eise Bereshe V'Chamishas Av Yesev Olav. And the Pasuk Chav Hei, V'es Hashem Yavil Hashem, Ayel Tamim Min Atzayim Be'erkech Ola Hashem El Akoyim. We first have a klal in the Pasuk V'chichish Ba'misai, and then a prat in the same Pasuk, V'Bikadon Oy Besesu Mesyad. And then a klal in the next Pasuk, Oy Mekol Asher Yeshav Olav L'Sheker. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Chiv Hashava does apply to Karka because he expounds the Pasuk as Ribui Umi'uti. Therefore, the first ribui, ribu kol mili, the klal includes all pratim of the Isser Gezel. The miut shtaris, the prat excludes only a loan document from the Isser Gezel because it has no inherent value. We do not exclude karka because the second ribu teaches us to be more inclusive and that the miut excludes only that which is the least similar to the prat, which is shtaris. Therefore, karka nigzelis. And accordingly, the chaymish v'yashem for a full shvu also apply to karka, and Rabbi Eliezer would hold like Rabbi Lazar that mashbiya ede karka chayv. However, the Chum hold that the Chiyuv Hashava does not apply to Karka because they expound the Pasuk as Klali Uprati. Therefore, the first Klal, Ribu Kol Mili. The Klal includes all Pratim in the Isser Gezel. This Prat excludes more items like Karkois, Avad, Mishtaris, because Iatadon Elikein Prat. The second Klal teaches us to be less inclusive in that the Prat excludes all that which is not similar to the Prat, including Karka. Therefore, Karka Ein Nigzelis. And accordingly, the Chaimish V'Yashem for a full Shvuah do not apply to Karka, and the Chacham would hold, like Rabbi Yechanan, the Meshbiyah Ede Karka Pater. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps both Rabbi Eliezer and Chacham concur with Rabbi Yechanan, and even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that the Chaimish V'Yashem do not apply to Karka, because the Pasuk states, Oy Mikol Asher Yeshava V'Gaymer, V'Chamishasav Yesav Lav V'Gaymer, V'es Hashem Yavir L'Hashem. Although the word Mikol is a klal, however, the later Mem of Mikol is exclusive and teaches Mikol V'Loy HaKol. The Chemish V'Ashem only apply to some items, those that are Ke'en HaPrat, but not to Karka.